The author opens this book with the following note from the historical record. Herein lies a mystery. In the year 1271, a young 17-year-old Venetian named Marco Polo left with his father and uncle on a voyage to the palaces of Kublai Khan in China. It was a journey that would last 24 years and bring forth stories of the exotic lands that lay to the east of the known world. Wondrous tales of endless deserts and jade-rich rivers, of teeming cities and vast sailing fleets, of black stones that burned, and money made of paper, of impossible beasts and bizarre plants, of cannibals and mystic shamans. After serving 17 years in the courts of Kublai Khan, Marco returned to Venice in 1295, where his story was recorded by a French romanticist named Rusticello. In a book entitled in Old French, La Devisement du Monde, or The Description of the World. The text swept Europe. Even Christopher Columbus carried a copy of Marco's book on his journey to the New World. But there's one story of this journey that Marco refused to ever tell, referring only obliquely to it in his text. When Marco Polo had left China, Kublai Khan had granted the Venetian 14 immense ships and 600 men. But when Marco finally reached port after 2 years at sea, there remained but 2 ships and only 18 men. The fate of the other ships and men remain a mystery to this day. Was it shipwreck, storms, piracy? He never told. In fact, on his deathbed, when asked to elaborate or recant his story, Marco answered cryptically, "I have not told half of what I saw." From Apocalypse by Duke M. Giovanni, written in 1356. The pestilence first came to the town of Kaffa on the Black Sea. There the mighty Mongolian Tartars waged siege upon the Italian Genoese, merchants and traders. Plague struck the Mongol armies with burning boils and bloody expulsions. Struck with great malice, the Mongol lords used their siege catapults to cast their diseased dead over the Genoese walls and spread plague in a litter of bodies and ruin. In the year of the incarnation of the Son of God, 1347, the Genoese fled under sail in 12 galleys back to Italy to the port of Messina, bringing the Black Death to our shores. From Compendium of Infectious Diseases, issued by the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in May of 2006. Why the bubonic plague suddenly arose out of China's Gobi Desert during the Middle Ages and slew a third of the world's population remains unknown. In fact, no one knows why so many plagues and influenzas of the last century, SARS and avian flu, have arisen out of Asia. But what is known with fair certainty, the next great pandemic will arise again out of the East. And now, the Judas strain.
1293. Midnight, island of Sumatra, Southeast Asia. The screams had finally ceased. 12 bonfires blazed out in the midnight harbor.
Il Dio, li perdona.
His father whispered at his side, but Marco knew the Lord would not forgive them this sin. A handful of men waited beside the 2 beached longboats, the only witnesses to the funeral pyres out upon the dark lagoon. As the moon had risen, all 12 ships, mighty wooden galleys, had been set to torch with all hands still aboard, both the dead and those cursed few who still lived. The ship's masts pointed fiery fingers of accusation toward the heavens. Flakes of burning ash rained down upon the beach and those few who bore witness. The night reeked of burned flesh.
12 ships!
His uncle Maceo mumbled, clutching the silver crucifix in one fist.
The same number as the Lord's apostles.
At least the screams of the tortured had ended. Only the crackle and low roar of the flames reached the sandy shore now. Marco wanted to turn from the sight. Others were not as stout of heart and knelt on the sand, backs to the water, faces as pale as bone. All were stripped naked. Each had searched his neighbor for any sign of the mark. Even the great Khan's princess, who stood behind a screen of sailcloth for modesty, wore only her jeweled headpiece. Marco noted her lithe form through the cloth, lit from behind by the fires. Her maids, naked themselves, had searched their mistress. Her name was Kokajin, the Blue Princess, a maiden of 17, the same age as Marco had been when he started the journey from Venice.